Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling something truly delicious, grilled shrimp tacos. Specifically, how do you get them consistently amazing, you know, succulent, perfectly spiced, never rubbery?
Mm-hmm.
Our guide for this is the Pitmaster Arsenal Guide. It's really packed with details that can take your cooking from just good to genuinely unforgettable.
Exactly. We're going to dig into those critical little details, the things that make all the difference. We'll go step by step from picking the shrimp right through to that final amazing bite.
Right.
You'll hear about choices that affect flavor, texture, stuff you might not even think about. Get ready to, you know, seriously level up your taco game.
Okay, let's dive right in. The star, the shrimp. The guide is super specific here. It's not just get fresh shrimp. What's the real advantage of being picky about the size and quality for these tacos?
Well, it's fascinating, actually. They really emphasize large shrimp. We're talking a 16-20 count per pound. And it's not just for a bigger mouthful. It's about how they hold up on the grill. Smaller shrimp, they can cook way too fast, dry out, or, you know, fall right through the grates.
Oh, right. Makes sense.
This larger size gives you that meaty texture they talk about. It can handle that direct high heat, get a nice char, but without turning into rubber bands.
So look for firm, translucent, almost shiny.
Exactly. Glistening, almost. If they look dull or smell even a little bit off, just don't buy them. That's a sign things are already going downhill.
Okay, good tip. What if fresh just isn't available? Can you still make great tacos with frozen shrimp? How do you handle that without losing quality?
You definitely can use frozen. The absolute key, though, is how you thaw them. You cannot rush this part.
Okay.
Best way. Slow thaw in the fridge overnight. That's ideal. If you're really in a bind, sealed bag, cold, running water.
Yeah.
But never, ever use warm water or the microwave.
Why not?
Because that starts to cook the outside unevenly. You mess with the proteins right away, and you're setting yourself up for a mushy texture later on. Fridge is always best if you have the time.
Got it. Fridge thaw it is. Okay, shrimp procured. Now, the spicy part, the marinade. We know the basics are probably in there, chili powder, garlic.
Right.
But what are the maybe less obvious things the guide highlights for getting that really deep, complex flavor?
Yeah, the guide talks a lot about balance. Chili powder gives you that base heat, sure. Minced garlic, that savory depth. But maybe the unsung hero here is the fresh lime juice.
Not just for tang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does double duty. It tenderizes the shrimp, starts that process, and adds that bright zestiness that cuts through everything. But then think about adding things like smoked paprika.
Oh, I love smoked paprika.
Right. It gives you that smoky essence, even if you're grilling on gas.
Yeah.
Or maybe some cumin for earthiness.
Mm.
And don't underestimate a little touch of sweetness, honey, agave.
Sweetness in a spicy marinade.
Yeah, just a touch. It balances the acid from the lime and the heat from the chili. It makes the whole thing more complex, more rounded.
Hmm.
You want a marinade that's thick enough to really cling, you know, not just drip off.
Okay, this is where I think a lot of people, myself included, might slip up.
Mm-hmm.
The marinating time. We hear don't over marinate, but what's really happening if you leave shrimp in lime juice too long? How strict is that 2-hour limit?
Oh, it's incredibly strict. And the guide is really clear on why.
Yeah.
That acid in the lime juice, it's essentially cooking the shrimp protein, like ceviche.
Right, right. Denaturing it.
Exactly. So leave it too long, and those proteins break down too much. You go past tender, straight into mushy. It's a really fine line. So you need at least 30 minutes for the flavors to penetrate.
Okay.
But absolutely, positively, no more than 2 hours. Get them coated well, but watch that clock.
Good to know. So for the listener who likes things, say, extra spicy or maybe milder, how can you adjust that heat level smartly without just dumping in more chili powder and throwing off the balance?
Great question. The guide has some smart ideas. For more heat, yeah, you can add more chili powder. But also think about finely minced fresh jalapenos or serranos. They add a different kind of heat, brighter, more immediate.
Okay.
For milder, sure, use less chili powder. Or maybe swap some of it out for smoked paprika, which gives warmth but not intense burn. And here's a pro tip they mention that's often missed. Taste your marinade before you add the shrimp.
Obvious but smart.
Right. It's your only chance to really dial in the salt, the heat, the acid, exactly how you like it.
Okay, practical question. You make a big batch of marinade. Can you save the leftover stuff for next time, or is it done once the shrimp have been in it?
You can save it. With a big caveat.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't had raw shrimp in it yet, fine. Airtight container, fridge, maybe 24 hours. Give it a good stir before using.
But if the shrimp were in it...
Then for safety, you technically need to boil it thoroughly before reusing it, which kind of changes it. Honestly, it's usually best practice to just reserve some before you marinate the shrimp if you want extra for later, or just discard the used portion.
Makes sense. Okay, shrimp are perfectly marinated, flavors are locked in. Time for the grill. That moment of truth. What's the absolute first step? Maybe one people rush to get that perfect sear and avoid steaming the shrimp.
Preheating, and not just getting it hot, but getting it really hot and letting it stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
The guide suggests 400 degrees Mary to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, high heat.
Why so high?
Because you need that intense heat the second the shrimp hit the grates. It sears the outside instantly, creates that crust, locks in the moisture. If the grill isn't hot enough, the shrimp just sort of sit there and slowly cook through, steaming in their own juices. You lose the texture.
And you lose the grill marks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you need those grates super clean and well-oiled. That's crucial to stop them from sticking and tearing when you flip them. Even heat across the whole surface is key too.
We've all been there, shrimp that end up like little rubber balls. Mm-hmm. So frustrating. What's the secret to nailing the timing? How do you know for sure they're perfectly cooked, not a second too long?
It is so fast.
Yes.
Like incredibly fast. Yep. You're talking maybe 2 to 3 minutes per side. Max.
That's it.
That's usually it for that size shrimp on high heat.
Yeah.
The visual cues are key. They turn pink and opaque. You get a little bit of charring, which is great for flavor. But the best trick the guide mentions is the shape test.
Shape test.
Yeah. Perfectly cooked shrimp curl into a loose C shape. If they curl up tight into an O, they're overcooked. Gone too far.
C is cooked. O is overcooked. I like that.
Exactly. You can always sacrifice one. Cut it open. No translucent bits left in the middle. An instant read thermometer is great too, aiming for about 125 degrees F internal temp. And, like meat, let them rest for just a minute or two off the grill. Helps the juices redistribute.
Okay, C-shape. Got it. Shrimps are grilled to perfection. Now, building the taco. The guide talks about achieving a delightful explosion of flavors. How important is warming the tortillas, really? And how do you layer strategically?
Warming the tortillas is non-negotiable, I'd say. It makes such a difference. 30 seconds per side on the grill or a hot skillet, it makes them pliable so they don't crack when you fold them.
And brings out the flavor too, right?
Totally. Brings out that toasty corn or flour flavor. Then wrap them in a clean towel to keep warm. As for layering, think contrasts. Start with something bright and acidic, like a fresh salsa. That cuts the richness.
Okay, salsa first.
Then load up your beautiful grilled shrimp. Next, something creamy. Sliced avocado or a dollop of guacamole. That balances the spice and adds richness.
Nice.
And finally, a little sprinkle of fresh cilantro. Adds that fresh herbal pop and color. It's about building layers of flavor and texture.
So it's not just chucking ingredients in. It's the order, the balance. What does that mean for the overall eating experience? How do you make sure every bite is, you know, amazing?
It means aiming for that mix, the spicy shrimp, the fresh juicy salsa, the creamy avocado. That variety keeps your palate interested. The guide even suggests adding crunchy things sometimes, like shredded cabbage or quick pickled onions.
Oh, yeah, because an onions would be great.
Right, that extra texture, that little bit of tang, it adds another dimension. It's about making every bite a little different, but perfectly balanced.
Love it. Okay, a great taco needs great companions. What does the guide suggest for side dishes that really complement these spicy shrimp tacos without stealing the show?
Yeah, you want sides that support, not compete. Classic Mexican rice is sort of the default, right? It works, soaks up juices. But for a real palate cleanser, the guide suggests a simple salad. Mixed greens, light vinaigrette, cleanses the palate between bites.
Makes sense. Keep things fresh.
Or, if you want to stick with the grill theme, grilled corn on the cob is fantastic. A little lime juice, chili powder, adds sweetness, crunch, and keeps that smoky vibe going.
Grilled corn. Good call. What about drinks? What pairs well with that spicy, smoky, zesty flavor profile? Any surprises?
Well, a cold beer is pretty classic, right? A light lager, maybe a pale ale, something crisp to cut the richness and cool the heat.
Definitely.
A classic margarita is also a natural fit. That lime echoes the marinade. But for non-alcoholic, think beyond plain water. Sparkling water with lime, maybe an iced tea with mint or ginger. Something refreshing that still has a bit of character.
Nice ideas. Presentation matters too, especially if you're serving guests. How can you make these tacos look as amazing as they taste?
It's about color and abundance, really. Arrange them nicely on a big platter. Don't just pile them up. Fan out the avocado slices. Make sure the colorful salsa is visible.
Use colorful bowls, maybe?
Yeah, contrasting plates or bowls can make everything pop. Use plenty of garnishes, lime wedges, maybe some extra cilantro sprigs scattered around. It looks generous and inviting and lets people add extra lime if they want. Makes it feel special.
Little details. Okay, we've had our amazing tacos. What about dessert? What follows that spicy, savory meal well?
The guide suggests either contrast or cleansing. For contrast, churros are amazing. Cinnamon sugar, maybe a chocolate sauce for dipping. Indulgent, comforting.
Can't go wrong with churros.
Never. Or for something lighter, a fruit sorbet works beautifully. Mango or lime sorbet would be perfect, refreshing. Cleanses the palate after all that spice. Cools things down.
Perfect. Now, one of the great things you mentioned is versatility. If someone isn't feeling shrimp or just wants to mix it up, what other proteins work well with the same spicy marinade and grilling approach?
Oh, absolutely. This marinade is fantastic on fish. Think firm white fish like mahi-mahi or tilapia.
Yeah.
Grill it just like the shrimp. Thinly sliced chicken breast or pork tenderloin would also be great.
And for vegetarians.
Tofu or tempeh work brilliantly. Press the tofu well, cut it into planks or cubes, marinate it, and grill it. Gets nice and firm with charred edges. Even grilled halloumi, though maybe adjust the salt in the marinade.
Huh?
Or grilled jackfruit for a pulled texture. Lots of options.
Cool. Let's talk heat again. Beyond just adding more chili powder or minced jalapenos, are there other, maybe more nuanced ways to tweak the spice?
Definitely. You could add a pinch of cayenne for a sharper heat, or chipotle powder that adds smokiness and heat. A few dashes of your favorite hot sauce after grilling can also add a specific flavor profile and kick.
And for less heat.
Use paprika, or smoked paprika, as the main chili element. Or, interestingly, the guide notes that adding more fresh herbs like parsley or cilantro, or even a little mint, can sometimes help balance and soften the perception of heat.
That's interesting. Herbs to cool it down? Okay, dietary needs. Gluten-free seems easy. Just use corn tortillas, right?
Exactly. Just make sure they're 100% corn if needed. And for vegan, like we said, swap the shrimp for a marinated grilled tofu, tempeh, or that jackfruit. The rest of the components, salsa, avocado, cilantro, are usually fine. It's a pretty adaptable recipe base.
Great. Thinking about entertaining now, hosting a taco night can feel like a lot of moving parts. Any key tips from the guide for keeping it smooth and fun, especially for a bigger group?
Prep is everything. Seriously, do as much ahead as possible. Marinate the shrimp earlier in the day. Chop all your toppings, onions, cilantro, tomatoes for salsa. Make the guacamole, but maybe add the lime juice really before serving to keep it green.
Get it all ready to go.
Right. So when people arrive, you're just focused on grilling the shrimp and warming tortillas. Minimal stress. And for a crowd, taco bar. Game changer.
Everyone loves a taco bar.
Totally.
Yeah.
Lay everything out, tortillas, shrimp, all the toppings, salsas, sides. People serve themselves, customize their own. It's interactive, easy for the host, and really festive.
Brilliant. Last point, leftovers. Assuming there are any. What are some creative ways to use leftover grilled shrimp the next day, besides just zapping them in the microwave?
Oh, please don't just microwave them. Mm-hmm. Repurpose. Chop them up and toss them into a salad with some greens and a vinaigrette for a great lunch.
Nice and light.
Or make quick quesadillas, tortilla, cheese, leftover shrimp, maybe some salsa, fold and grill, or pan fry. Delicious. You could also toss them into some pasta with olive oil and garlic.
Right.
Or add them to a rice bowl. Basically, anywhere you want a little smoky, spicy protein boost.
Awesome ideas. And the guide even mentions these can be pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, depending on your toppings, of course. But grilled shrimp is lean protein, lots of fresh veggies in the salsa. Avocado has healthy fats. Use whole grain tortillas.
Yeah.
It can definitely be a nutritious meal.
Fantastic. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into spicy grilled shrimp tacos. We've really gone through everything from the why behind the shrimp size and marinade time to the grilling science, the layering art.
Yeah, it really shows how those seemingly small details add up, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Mastering those nuances is what takes it from just dinner to something really memorable.
And connecting it to the bigger picture, it's that principle again. Details matter, whether it's cooking or, you know, anything complex. Understanding the why behind each step, not just the what, leads to much better results. It moves you beyond just following instructions.
So true.
So thinking about everything we covered today, what's the one insight, that one little nugget that you think is going to make the biggest difference next time you fire up the grill for tacos?
That's a great question to ponder. We really hope this deep dive gives all of you the confidence and the know-how to make some absolutely stellar spicy grilled shrimp tacos. Thanks so much for joining us on this delicious journey.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and definitely keep grilling.